Welcome back to Unarmor Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching each episode. And continue, please, to share with your friends and family members and colleagues. And don't forget to leave a rating or review if you feel this is a awesome show. And you can connect to all of my social media on the Parade Deck. Just look in the show notes, or you can put in the search engine Mario P. Fields Parade Deck and get all access to my social media. Well, let's get ready to interview another guest who is willing to remove their armor to help other people.
Yeah, we're already having fun, everybody. So you know what? Welcome back to Unarmored Talk Podcast. You know, before we even started the show, we're already having fun, and it's Unarmored Talk. So today we have an amazing guest on the show. Her name is A. Noel, right? A. Noel. I love that, by the way.
We can build Thank you.
Build a business around. Buy some A. Noel drinks. Get your cholesterol.
Okay. Get your health in order. Okay.
You'll run faster to the mailbox. But we, and everyone, before we get to our amazing guest today, I mean, she is an award-winning producer. She is in the entertainment industry in that Beverly Hills, LA, and around the world area. You guys know the deal. She is also an actress, actor, act whatever you want to put on a prefix and suffix. She does it all. But here's the beauty about A. Noel. She has a passion for helping young people gain a better understanding of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, and learning those red flags, those pitfalls, so they have a better understanding of what to look out for if they want to pursue that pathway in the future. Give it up if you're listening. If you're driving, stop driving. Round of applause. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, I am just so filled with joy. I'm so happy to be talking with you and talking to your Unarmored fans. So grateful to be here.
That is cool. Well, before we jump into the topic for today, everyone, thank you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show again. Every single episode, I'm going to thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all, because we continue to generate amazing funds for charity. And again, if you want to learn more about my nonprofit, go to www.stillservinginc.com and you can learn all of the information about what we're doing here in Pitt County, North Kakalaki. So here we go. The admin is done. A. Noel, can you please tell the listeners and viewers a little bit about you?
Oh, I would love to. So I'm originally from Tacoma, Washington. I am a daughter of an amazing veteran. That's my daddy. My mother worked for the Army, helping people being able to transport their household goods from one state or country to the next. That job was incredibly tough for her, but it was amazing as well. My two oldest sisters, yes, I am the baby. My two oldest sisters also were in the military. They were both master sergeants in the Army, and so were their husbands too. And so they all retired. And then there's me, the artist, the actor, the painter, and all good things relating to art.
That is interesting. So you know, here you are surrounded. And by the way, tell your dad I said thank you for his service. You know, your family, your sisters, and your, you know, your brother-in-laws and everyone that's been serving. And then your mom. I mean, you know, my wife and I moved, I think, 20-something times in the 3,000 years I served in the military. And that was critical to morale, man. Those household goods, those shipments. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
I salute your mom for that.
Oh, my gosh. When I tell you, she would appreciate that so much. I'm definitely going to let her know. She would come home just tired. She would work from 4:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, making sure y'all had y'all goods.
Well, tell her she's my new hero, and you can tell her to watch the show so we can generate money. No, I'm just joking, but tell her. No, seriously, tell her that made a world of difference. But let's jump right into the topic.
Let's get it.
You everyone was serving either in the military or working for the Department of Defense.
Yes.
And yes, here you are. Let's talk about that journey. How was that?
Gosh, let's talk about it, because when you have everyone in your family having one specific mindset, and not to say it was bad or good, I think that they did what they needed to do to have a better life. And I am so grateful for it.
Right.
And I learned. But when I was a kid, I felt like a fish out of water, especially with my dad, because he just didn't understand. He's coming and shining his boots, you know, creasing his pants, getting ready to go into PT, what have you. And he sees me. I'm reading plays. I'm talking about Tchaikovsky. I'm talking about, like, just all of these like classic plays and what have you. He was like, "Who is this kid?"
Hey Noel, I have to do it. And if you're listening to this, I got to do this, because this is hilarious. If you are listening to this, you got to go on a YouTube channel and watch this. Your dad was probably like this. What in the heck are you?
Oh my gosh.
Reading? Are you reading defense strategies?
Exactly. When I say you look just like my daddy. He just had a little bit of a fade, and he would just look like, "Who are you? Like, who was?" I don't understand this. He did not understand my world at all. And it's interesting, because when you're that young, you're like, you want to be accepted. You want to be accepted for who you are. But when you are a black sheep, it's not always comfortable. I'll tell you that.
I can only imagine the discussions with your father and your mother. Babe, I think we went wrong.
Right. Right.
Which child, babe? You know, the one is reading these poems.
Like, what? Why is she reading scripts? I don't understand. What is this? I remember distinctly my dad having a conversation with me. Over the phone, and he was like, "You know, I just don't understand it. How you gonna pay your rent? How you gonna pay your bills? I don't get it. You could have just joined the army, made it up to at least an E5."
So, baby girl, what is your plan? Dad, I want to go into the entertainment industry and be a producer. You know, I'm not here at all. What I heard is production and boot camp. That's what I heard.
Exactly what he heard.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying Fort Jackson? Is that what you're saying? Fort Bragg? I'm hearing that.
But, no, I'm gonna make it in Hollywood. He said Hollywood.
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 How about holly yourself outside and think through this?
You better go rate the leagues outside. No, Dad, what?
So did anybody, your sisters, you know, as you are in your passion, now we know, you're in your talent, was there anyone in the family who was like, "I think you're on to something"?
Oh my gosh, I got you. My oldest sister, Leslie, she's the one that understood me the most. Because when she was growing up, when she was a teenager, she was interested in modeling and all that, in that aspect. And she did well in Detroit for a couple of years. And then she realized, nah, the performance isn't for me. And then she decided to join the military. But then when I started coming into my own, when I started going from like being a kid into my tweendom, my teenagehood, and I expressed to her, you know, "I really do believe this is my calling. This is what I'm supposed to be doing." She was the only one that has consistently supported me. And she said that if you're going to do this, you need to have the discipline. It doesn't matter that I'm in the army. You have to have discipline and consistency. And those intangibles that she taught me, even though she has that military experience, that was a seed that was planted in me. And so with that, although I may not be in my BDUs and suited up, booted up, my mindset is that of someone that served.
And I'm glad you brought that up. We call that transferable skills. For everybody who's serving in the military, you're a veteran. You have some invaluable human skills, and you just guys just heard it from our guests. Those were transferred.
Transferable skills, baby.
You know, and so when you were in high school, were you in any groups, or were you in any plays?
I got you. Yes, I was. And this is how my whole journey started. So I initially got into acting to get over stage fright. I was about 11 years old, right? And I was cast in this play for school, and I just knew I was going to be the best. I was going to kill it. I was like, I'm prepared. I get on stage and I forget every single line. Every single line. And I run off the stage. I'm crying. And I'm like, I can never do this again. Da, da, da. And it wasn't until I got to high school where I had an amazing professor, may she rest in peace. And she saw that I was like trying to look for electives. And she suggested that I sign up for her theater class. And I said, girl, not me. No. Mm-mm. When I was 11, I destroyed the play. I ain't doing that.
They stopped doing the play, period. Like when I ran off the stage, like they got rid of it. No,
it was a wreck. but her name is Mrs. Halpin, and she encouraged me to sign up. So I do. And that opened my entire world. I ended up doing musical theater. Actually, I did Guys and Dolls, Once on This Island, all of these big productions that require just moving your body, singing, making sure you're hitting the right notes, and acting. And from there, I saw that I felt myself transform. Yeah. Like before then, I wasn't really sure certain where I fit in into the world, especially because, as you know, my whole family is in the Army. And I'm like, that doesn't speak to me. Right. I support my family, what they do. But for me, I'm like, that ain't it. And then I got on stage. And I was like,
hey, they're sitting there going, yeah, I told you, you need some discipline. So let's go to boot camp.
That's right. And I'm like, nah, let me put on these tap shoes and these ballet shoes real quick.
Hey, they're going, I told you, see, you got on stage, you got, right, a little stress, you ran, boot camp to fix all that, Army, E5. Some people will get on stage, hey, Noel, you will own the stage after you do some time in the Army. That's
right. When I said that was my daddy the whole way, and I was like, "Dad, I don't think that's for me. I don't think it's for me." And he just could not wrap his head around it. He was just like, and to this day, like I had talked to him about 2 weeks ago, and he just said, "Baby girl, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but you know what." I'm proud of you. And just keep doing what you do.
Amen. And look at you now, award-winning producer. And that's pretty cool how dad's going. I really don't understand what you're doing. I know you're doing good. And so dad loved you. And I still have a pair of BDUs just in case. We can expedite your training.
Right. And I promise you, when growing up, that everybody thought it was just I was going through a phase. I'm gonna grow out of it. I'm gonna snap out of it. And I'm pretty sure, like in my now 30s, that my dad still thinks it's a phase. But I'm so glad that he's so much more supportive.
That is, that is cool. You're the first guest that I've ever had that not only was the parent in the military, the veteran, but pretty much the whole family structure.
Yeah.
And I love how you didn't give up your passion even after running off the stage. Anyone right now that's in a family, not just military family, but a family where everyone's either doctors or everyone's a nurse or everyone is this, and you're that person doing something different. What advice right now would you give that person?
Yo, okay, I'm going to say two things. Number one, remain committed to the vision that you have. And you cannot be upset that people, even your family, may not understand your vision because God gave you the vision, period. So just because no one else sees your vision, it's not for them to see, because if it were, then God would have gave it to them. But he gave you that assignment. So remain committed. And number two, once they see the fruit, they'll come along anyway. Trust. they will hop right along. But you just have to remain committed to your vision. And even if you just commit to getting up earlier and maybe reading up on something that is your passion, being so immersed in what you love is going to bear fruit. That is my belief. So yeah, no, remain committed.
That is beautiful. And because I enjoy interviewing you and every single guest. Yeah. I really do. But before we get to the point where I won't even say I let you go and have fun, I will get out of your way. You have a passion for educating future professionals in the industry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And so I'm originally from Tacoma, as I said, and yes, it rains all the time, y'all. But with that said, I found myself on many sets, working behind the scenes and in front of the camera. Right. So there is a position called production assisting, and you're literally a gopher running around, grabbing coffees, making sure people have their lunch and their snacks, and making sure that the production just has everything that they need. That's a really powerful position to be in, even though it is an entry-level position. Where am I going with this? When I went on set, there were several times that I was the only African-American female on set, and everyone else was not African-American. They were Caucasian. Mm. And I maybe would see one or two Asians, and then there was me. And so I remember I'm happy that I was getting the work, but then I was sad because that means that there was a disconnect within the African American community and getting into working on set, whether it be commercial, film, or TV. So I started calling different assistant directors, supervisors that were hiring me. And I said, hey, look, I'm glad y'all hired me, but y'all know any other Black people?
We got more talent out there. There's more talent of humans that are Black.
Yeah. And they're like, no, you're only one. And I said, oh no, we're going to fix that. Mm. So what I did is I started calling my alma mater. I called the high school I used to go to. I called every school district and I said, hey, do you have a theater department or do you have a film department? Let me speak in your school. And I started just speaking to young kids and young aspiring filmmakers and saying, like, this is the way to go. Becoming a production assistant is the way to get in. And then as my career had developed from production assisting, then being on camera as an actor, to now producing, I talk about the whole gamut of navigating Hollywood safely, because Hollywood can be this open secret, so to speak. We watch TV all the time. We consume media all the time. We're always on TikTok and not, you know, YouTube, whatever.
Are you talking about me?
I mean, I wasn't trying to shade you. I was trying to talk about you or nothing. But but we get so inundated with media all the time that we think we know, but we really have no idea how to start. Right. So I am extremely passionate about talking to young ones, especially young brown and Black kids, young women, young femme presenting individuals. I love talking to them about how to get started, how to navigate Hollywood safely, meaning that there is a major difference between a manager and an agent. There is a difference between being a production assistant and being a coordinator. And I break it down so simply that no one leaves confused. I talk about how to talk with your parents about your aspirations and how to help them understand that this is a industry that you can make money out of and you can actually have a sustainable career. So extremely passionate about that.
That is, I mean, from growing up in a military family.
Yeah.
To running off the stage to, to finding someone who believes in you and giving it another shot to helping future folks, you know, especially the brown and black communities and young women, gain a better understanding of how to get their talent showcased in Hollywood. Hey, Noel, what a noble effort, my friend. Wow, you got me want to try out, but I think I'm 97, you know, coming in May, I'll be 97 years old. But
shoots.
Wow. So before I give my normal see you guys later and send off.
Yeah.
Looking back, if you had to give yourself one piece of advice, when you were in high school or even when you got out and went to college, but what advice would you give yourself then? What would you give yourself?
The biggest piece of advice is to relax because it all works out. It works out. It may not make sense at the moment, but it all works out. That's the biggest thing. I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change any decisions I made. I would tell myself to relax because it all works out.
I love it. And how can people find you? You guys got to get on our Instagram, your mamagram, daddygram. How can people find you?
Please hit me up on Instagram at Fearless Actress. That is at Fearless Actress. If you want to check out some work that I'm currently doing, please go on my website at BeTheFearlessActress.com.
Nice. And I'll make sure those links are in the show notes. Hey, Noel, it's been a pleasure. This has been fun. And I'm online. And that pains me to stop this production. But everybody be like, all right, Mario, you went 1 hour and 8,000 minutes. No.
Because we can talk, baby.
We can. But thank you so much for removing your armor to really go behind the scenes. Again, thank you again. Thank you for your family service. And everyone, a couple of weeks. You guys know the deal. If you like to listen to me, you will hear this. I don't know. You tell me what type of voice it is, or you can see me on a YouTube channel. But God bless you all. May God continue to bless your friends and your family members in no particular order. See you later, A. Noel.
Bye. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for listening to this most recent episode. And remember, you can listen and watch all of the previous episodes on my YouTube channel. The best way to connect to me and all of my social media is follow me on the Parade Deck. That is www.paradedeck.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. I'll see you guys soon.